Allegheny County's crime lab is somewhat unusual in its function. 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia spoke with County Medical Examiner Carl Williams about the facility and the ongoing challenges facing him and his staff.
What do you do as the Chief Medical Examiner for Allegheny County?
So we have two primary responsibilities here. One is that we are responsible for issuing death certificates on all unnatural deaths, homicides, accidents, suicides, as well as all deaths that are unexplained at the time of the death. So the only deaths that we do not get involved with are death certificates issued by physicians that know the patient and know the nature of the death, the cause of the death, and their natural deaths. We get calls on 9,000 deaths a year that we have to figure out whether we have jurisdiction. We take jurisdiction in about 2,000 of those. We bring in about 1,400 cases into this office every year to do an autopsy on. The other part of our operation, which is really unusual, if not almost unique, is that we also get every piece of evidence from crime scenes. So we have a complete crime laboratory involving DNA, involving trace evidence, drug paraphernalia, drug bags, fingerprints, firearms, cartridges.
What makes that unique? Do other places not have combined facilities such as this?
Historically, crime labs were run by police. 20, 30 years ago, as we started to get what we call kind of the wet stuff, the DNA, the toxicology, those labs tended to come over, especially to medical examiners' systems. But in coroner's systems, it's anybody's guess, okay? So in Texas, there are a few laboratories. It's starting to become more common, but it's still very rare that they all fall under one jurisdiction.
So what would it look like somewhere else?
So if someone dies of a drug overdose in a county where there's a county coroner, they will hire somebody to perform the autopsy, but all of the evidence from the crime, all of the stamp bags, all of the syringes, will go to the Pennsylvania State Police, because that's the other large crime laboratory in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania State Police doesn't do any autopsies, but they get all of the evidence from any crime scene outside of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
What would you say is keeping this office most busy these days?
Oh, well, it's the same as everywhere else in the country. We did 1,100 autopsies in 2014. That increased to 1,200 in 2015, and it went up to 1,400 last year. And that increase is almost exclusively due to the extraordinary number of drug overdoses we're getting. Nationwide phenomenon. In Allegheny County, we're the tip of the Appalachian Mountains, and in that area, it's largely opioids. It's largely the oxycodone, the heroin, the fentanyl, the other opioid drugs. Other parts of the country may have a methamphetamine problem. They may have a synthetic cannabinoid problem. It's different everywhere in the country, so it's essential that you know what's happening locally.
Over the last couple of years with the drug crisis increasing, has it been surprising seeing the demographics that it affects?
Yeah, it's really striking to watch. You know, 20 years ago, we used to say, oh, it's just all a specific population in a specific part of the city. And, you know, there used to be people that says, it's not in my backyard, it doesn't affect me. And then their brother dies of an overdose. You know, it's happened to legislators. We now have government officials, police officers, people at all levels where it's hit home personally. That's how widespread the problem is. And it goes from 18 to 68. I mean, I've had 62-year-old Caucasian males that have had coronary artery bypass grafting that are dying of heroin.
That was 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia talking with Allegheny County Medical Examiner Carl Williams.